work.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's not on the main page of InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com anymore. It's from last week. But if you go to our Yahoo group, just go to InfoWars.com and click on the news group, it's still the top story from last Friday. Sometimes it's good to not have things updated every day. And it says, the police chief says the public should be made to take microchips. But buried within that article, we need to add the double headline, is the police chief of Bergen County, who was saying all of this, is the same guy that arrested the Israelis, that it's been documented, two of them were Mossad agents, who were cheering on top of the building on 9/11. Videotaping. And he said how suspicious it was, and this is new because he had been doing interviews, I got him on for one thing and brought up something else, that it's very unusual to arrest multiple people and none of them talk. That's usually a sign of being trained. He agreed with me when I said that. So that's a nice little development for Michael Rivera, one of the biggest alternative websites. To give you an idea, my sites are rated like number 20,000 each site. You can buy them, I'm about number 5,000. But my four sites, but his site's rated in the top 1,000 or so by different rating services, and that's big. Drudge is in, you know, like the 900s. So for all sites, period, not just news sites, one of the biggest sites out there, he's Michael Rivero, and does a great job kind of documenting the memory hole, showing the progression of major news reports, how they change their stories, what they admit, what the documents actually show. And joining us to talk about 9/11, the latest on the draft, the latest on the war, the latest on the people going AWOL, just the torture, all of it, is Michael Rivero, editor-in-chief, chief commander, El Jefe, over there at whatreallyhappened.com. Mike, good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Alex. You make it sound like there's a huge staff over here that I'm lording over with a bullwhip, but it's really a very small operation.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's just a few people, just like my websites, but the point is we're reaching tens of millions. I mean, if I'm reaching tens of millions a month, how many are you reaching?
Well, I'm not reaching quite that many, but I'm getting very close to it right now. And what's interesting is we're watching a phenomenon right now where websites like yours and mine are reaching far greater audiences than most big city newspapers now, and we're starting to rival the audiences of the TV networks now.
I know. They've got a bit, and that's why they've got their... And now they try to control it with their paid-off reporters at the top. Now we're seeing legions of their disinfo hacks.
Yeah, there's a new phenomenon coming onto the Internet, which I've called the FLOGS, P-H-L-O-G-S, and that's an acronym for phony bloggers. These are people who are working for public relations companies or for intelligence agencies or even for the mainstream media, who set up a blog and pretend to be a private blogger, but they're really putting out information on behalf of their clients.
Well, that's really what Gannon was in Talon News Service.
Absolutely. He was there to basically put Bush's point of view out on the net, pretending to be an independent blog.
Well, I saw a PBS Frontline piece probably 4 years ago where it showed how Summer Redstone and MTV has, at any one time, dozens of corporations, thousands of people, outrunning the fake blogs and the message boards, just promoting products.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And virtually every major public relations firm in the country offers this as a service, where if you're getting some bad press on the Internet for your product or something, they will pay people to sit there and pretend to be private citizens.
But the wicked cousin of that are the CIA and DEA and Defense Intelligence and FBI, myriad disinfo people, attacking those of us that are telling the truth. The good news is that there's such a discerning audience on the web now, people are seeing right through it.
That is absolutely the best thing that I've seen happen over the 12 years I've been running my website, is the public is getting skeptical. The public is relying on their own analytical powers to figure out what is right, what is wrong, what is truth,
well,
what is false.
Well, it's fun. I mean, they're double-checking names. They're double-checking our facts. And if we're telling the truth, we get more credibility, while the fake bloggers, the floggers, are getting blown to bits.
Absolutely. I rely on my readership to catch mistakes that I'll make. And
that's what
I'm
makes
grateful
us,
that they're out there.
That's what makes us, exactly. We love it. Don't believe us. Check out what we're saying. Help make us the best. Stay with us. This is exciting. We'll talk about the fake bloggers as well. It's all coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. We're talking to Michael Rivero, one of the very first on the web, even before Drudglet, exposing government corruption, dissecting lies. He really got going on the Vince Foster murder, clearly a murder, and one of the biggest alternative news sites on the web, beginning to rival even major networks. And I mean, that's the net numbers. Mainstream cable networks and broadcast TV have lost around 45% of their audience. Period. It's not TV to going to cable. It's TV going to cable and leaving cable. Newspapers are down 65% on average in the last 10 years, down 16% in the last year on average. Some are plunging even more. So they're being desperate. They're trying to talk about the New World Order now. They're trying to come out and have to admit a lot. Okay, the Bilderberg groups does want world government, but it's good. We should all be for it. We're shifting the paradigm. The Renaissance is here. And somebody who was at the tip of the spear and still is to this day is Mike Rivero. So let's talk about the real alternative media. Talk about Savage. You were just mentioning him during the break. I was just talking about that last week on air. So I guess our minds think alike. And then let's get into the latest torture, latest 9/11, latest Iraq news. But Michael Rivero, give us your take. Yeah, Savage. The New World Order is taking over. We've got to fight it. Bush is bad. But then he spins it. Bush is bad because he's not hardcore enough against the evil Muslims.
Well, what's going on is the internet blogs and radio shows like yours and websites like both of ours, we're starting to drive choosing of news stories. We've reached the point where our readership has grown to the point where if we run a story, the mainstream media has to look at it. They can't pretend not to see it. And as a result, they're beginning to sort of play catch-up on the direction that we're taking the public awareness.
And they're writing articles about that and admitting it. They're panicking.
Yes, they absolutely are, because they are ultimately revenue-driven, and every time they lose readers to the blogs, they're losing advertising revenues.
They've been caught across the board falsifying their numbers.
Well, they have, in fact, several times. We had a local ad agency. I'm not going to say who it is, because I still do work for them from time to time, but they just had to lose some of their executives for faking numbers and overbilling clients.
Dallas Morning News, USA Today, the list goes on and on.
Yes, it's pretty bad. And what they're trying to do now is sort of hop onto the bandwagon that people like you and I have set and say, okay, this is the way the political winds are blowing. They've got their fingers up in the air, and they're saying, okay, it's going this way. We can't stop it. We can't control it. We might as well hop on and try and build our business back up going with it.
And co-opt it.
Yeah, co-opt it. Well, they've been trying to do that, but it's still not working that well, and I think we're going to see over time.
Because once somebody's had filet mignon, they try to give them some ground hamburger claiming it's meat and it's got fungus all over, because they'll tell a little bit of the truth but then spin it. People see right through that.
They do now. They absolutely do. We people are really relying on their own minds, and that, I think, is the most positive thing to come out of the alternative media.
I heartily agree. I mean, we were talking about the Jeff Gannons, the fake bloggers paid by the White House in there at midnight servicing. We can get into, we can get into people like Armstrong Williams. But look, I even know local radio stations that are getting payola running paid stuff like it's news. The hundreds of millions in fake newscasts, that's only the tip of the iceberg.
That absolutely is the tip of the iceberg. It's really been going on a lot longer than has recently been admitted to. It has been going on, I mean, at least back to the 60s is when I was first aware of it, and during Vietnam, when a lot of the news about that war was being prepackaged by the government and handed to the networks as a completed tape. So it's an old phenomenon. What is new is that the public knows it's being done. And you know, propaganda is a lot like a magic show. The people don't have to know how the magician did the trick, but if they know he did something, that's just as bad. They won't believe what the trick is that that was being presented to them. And that's going on right now, where the public sees the little spin tricks, they see the little deception.
Some big polls came out last week. The vast majority of Americans believe it's all lies.
Absolutely. I looked at that Gallup poll, and I just said, yee-haw, this was a vindication of all the years of...
But to be specific, people need to get a little more sophisticated. People always ask when we use mainstream news, you're saying it's bad. Well, then why are you using it? This is what we do. They'll take an article about torture and say how it's good. Well, that's just spin. We unspin it and say, no, this is why we say it's not good. What do you think? Then there's news where there's outright lies, where they'll put in a bunch of false info. Then they lie by omission. That's another form of lying. What we do is take an article where they say a bill does this. We go read the bill and post the top, the subsection, show how they're lying. So there's five or six different types of news, isn't there? Then there's also real reporters doing real news that never gets off the news wire into newspapers. What your site and my site and other sites do, we take those little-known stories that are true by good reporters who wonder why they're always out in the middle of the boondocks reporting to nobody. We magnify their stories and give them a multi-million audience.
Absolutely. We're giving the attention to what the people need to know. And the other thing, of course, is that you and I will take facts from different stories and put them together and say, okay, these both cannot be true. Therefore, one of these two sources is being less than truthful with the public. And that is the strongest method that we have to basically call attention to what is
okay,
accurate.
Case in point, Professor.
Yeah.
Here's an example. We have high-level interrogator, interpreter, talking about the torture, the sexual torture, the feces, all of this. We have General Rick Baucus quitting, refusing to torture people 2.5 years ago, head of Camp X-Ray. We have all these examples. We have all the people they're releasing saying the same story. We have the government admitting it. We have Alberto Gonzalez's memos admitting it. But then Newsweek on purpose comes out, reports putting the Koran in the toilet, then withdraws the story, even though that stuff goes on. This particular might not be true, to try to discredit the whole ball of wax. Break that down for us.
Well, I think what happened, I'm not sure why Newsweek decided to run the story just now, because the original story just now, because it had been reported many, many times before.
Well, that's the point, is it's an old news story, so they're just reporting it to then withdraw it, so people, when they hear us talk about it, go, oh, no, that's been discredited.
Well, that may be it, but what I think happened is they weren't expecting such a negative reaction to the story. Not necessarily in the Muslim world, but a lot of Americans were saying to themselves, how would I feel if my holy religious texts were being thrown in the toilet?
No, they do trial balloons. You're right, because under P2OG, Rumsfeld wants to enrage the Muslims. That's why they release the prisoners. So they do go tell the story, but now you're saying it's leaking back in here.
I think it's produced a negative reaction inside the United States, as the original torture scandal itself did, where the Americans are saying, wait, we can't support this.
And again, we were shown a fraction of what they really did.
Oh, I'm sure we will never find out all that was done or has been done in the name of the United States.
Well, they admit there's 2,000-plus photos and over 100 videos we weren't allowed to see.
Yeah, we're such children. We can never be allowed to know what the government has been doing with our tax dollars.
But they admit beating people to death, raping people.
Yes.
I mean, that's in Tagumbu's report.
It absolutely is. And if you look back, this was all the stuff that, as growing up as a kid, I was told this is what Nazi Germany was doing, and ooh, they were bad, and we were good to go stop them from doing it. So now all of a sudden we're reversed, and our government is now engaging in these sorts of practices. And
what about Savage? You've seen a shift in him, though. That shows they're desperate.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Savage, about a year ago, was going on that anybody who even questioned the president in a time of war
should be put in a FEMA camp.
Absolutely. And now Michael Savage has his finger up in the air, and he knows the political winds are shifting, and he's starting to trend more towards saying, well, maybe Bush isn't right, and maybe he did lie, and so forth. He's still trying to put a positive pro-Bush, pro-GOP, pro-neocon spin.
Yeah, I heard him 3 years ago. He switches back and forth. 3 years ago, Bush's New World Order. But he's decided to fight it, so be with Bush. He's fighting the New World Order. It's ridiculous spin. They're trying to use the labels, but it's not working.
No, it really isn't, because ultimately people are learning how to sort through all the labels and get down to what the actual facts are, and that facts is really what it's about.
And what are the facts?
Well, the facts are right now that Bush has lied to the American people to start a war of conquest against a nation that did absolutely nothing wrong to us. And I think
who was told to invade Kuwait to begin with.
Absolutely. That whole Desert Storm 1 supposedly took care of that. The current war in Iraq was started completely on a lie. And it's important to understand that when Bush started the invasion of Iraq, he did so by telling Congress that he had proof that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
But now Rumsfeld says he never said that, and it's an urban legend.
No, because it's in the letter of transmittal.
He said it hundreds of times on TV.
But if you go back to Bush's actual letter to Congress, he sets it down in writing and signs his
name. Well, he said it in the State of the Union.
Yeah, that's right. But legally, because he lied in that letter to Congress, that makes the war in Iraq illegal.
Bill Clinton lied to a grand jury and got called in front of a grand jury and impeachment began.
Yeah, absolutely. We should be doing more than that to Bush, because in this case we're talking about a lie that has resulted in the deaths of 1,600 Americans.
It's more than that now.
Well, it's always going to be more than the number we have at hand, because it's going up.
Yeah, they report 6 months later, yeah.
So,
but don't you think Bush is going to go ahead and blow up some more stuff and then go ahead and get his draft and see I was right, shut up? I think that's why they're so arrogant.
Well, I think they're arrogant because there's a great unwillingness to really look at how bad the situation is deteriorating.
And in their ivory tower, exactly.
Exactly. I'm not even sure Bush yet knows about those latest Gallup numbers about how many people think he deliberately lied about Iraq. But they're pushing forward for this next campaign in Iran. They don't have the support of the rank-and-file military. They're not going to have the support of the American people. But they're on this real huge rush because I think the plan is that Israel wants an excuse to be able to bomb the Iranian reactor complex.
Yeah, Israel doesn't care if we look like idiots. They don't care if we do all the work for them. They'll just sit it out and watch the dumb giant, the retarded giant, go do all the work for them.
Well, there's definitely that aspect of it. But the important part about the reactor is they have to bomb it before it's fueled, or the resulting disaster will make Chernobyl look like a Sunday picnic. So that is the big rush and the big push.
But what's going to stop them? I mean, they already use DU all over the place. Why not?
Well, this is a different kind of radiation.
We're talking about huge radiation clouds.
Yeah, we're talking huge radiation clouds of gamma emitters and drifting all
across the world. By the way, blows straight towards the U.S., whereas Chernobyl blew south. This will blow right at us.
This will blow all over the place. We'll be feeling the radiation from a bombed reactor all over the planet. So Israel's goal is to find an excuse to bomb that reactor before the Russians fuel it.
And they may fuel it by end of summer?
They're planning on fueling it by the end of summer, and that's why we're hearing out of inside sources in Washington, D.C., that the war in Iran has to crank up in June.
So look for a dirty bomb or something to get blown up real soon, folks. And you know who'll be behind that. We'll be right back with Mike Rivera.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Segment 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to Michael Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. Let's get into the real numbers. I mean, 42% in the last couple months with the Army falling on its recruitment numbers, and they'd already lowered the lowered the hurdle, what, three or four times in the last few years. The other services are having the same problem. I've got a London Independent article about masses of people going AWOL. They're breathing to you. They're finding out how they were scammed. But they still want to go into Iran. Now, what do you see happening?
Well, I don't think there's any way that the U.S. is going to be able to go into Iran without bringing back the draft. And as we know, the offices are already set up and running to be able to crank up a draft on almost no notice at all.
The bills are introduced, but you're a conspiracy theorist to talk about it.
Yeah, the bills are already introduced. The actual Selective Service Boards are up and running as we speak. And it's very obvious that we don't even have enough troops to support the wars we already have going in Afghanistan and Iraq, let alone engaging another major front with
Iran. David Ray Griffin was asked the question on C-SPAN and on the show. I said, do you think we'll carry out a terror attack? And he goes, yeah. I mean, everybody I talk to agrees that's the catalyst. And the military said, yeah, there's another attack. We're going to be able to have this draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Bush needs to have another phony terror attack. Where and when, of course, is a matter of some speculation. But the really critical thing here is that, at least as far as Iraq is concerned, the war is illegal, and I'm not sure why any serving military person feels that they're legally obligated to remain there.
Yeah, Congress said that there was a clear and present danger he had authorization, but he's clearly violated the enacting document, which itself was a fraud, so where do you go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the big problem, of course, is Congress itself is unwilling to go back and prosecute the president for what is clearly a high crime of lying to Congress.
Premeditatedly ordering the CIA to lie. And then they
wouldn't
lie, so they created their own little Pentagon office to lie.
Absolutely. And, of course, that little Pentagon office now lies at the heart of the ongoing investigation into the AIPAC and Israeli spying.
And again, folks, half the people in Israel in major polls are against all this. I'm not against Israel itself, but I am against being used by this corrupt regime to do their dirty work. There's a lot of other things, oil companies and weapon sales play into it. But in the final equation, I've read Israeli war documents from the early 80s that are published in Israeli papers, and it's exactly what we're doing today. You agree, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. We're definitely looking at a certain portion of the American government clearly has a divided or dual loyalty, and to go back to some of the religious documents that the far right likes to quote from, no man can serve two masters. And we clearly have a case of portions of our government who are thinking more in terms of Israel's well-being than the well-being of this nation right here, and that, I think, is tremendously dangerous.
Well, why didn't Israel send their troops into Iraq?
Well, I don't think they have enough. Second of all, I think if they overtly went into Iraq, I think all the other Arab nations would have instantly united against them, and Israel, even with its nuclear arsenal, would not be able to withstand a united Middle East against them, because Israel is itself physically a very, very small country.
Well, they got 400 nukes. In this whole equation, they want to go into Iran. I've got family in the military. They've been told they're going into Iran. Give us your predictions.
Well, again, it's all being driven by the schedule for completion of that nuclear reactor. Once it is fueled, it cannot be bombed without causing tremendous health and environmental damage across the entire Mideast, including the oil fields.
So they hadn't fueled the Tamiz reactor in 81 in Iraq?
No, they hadn't fueled it yet. The Israel bombed it just weeks before it was ready to be fueled.
And they said, we're going to bomb it.
Yes, they have stated repeatedly that they're going to bomb the reactor. Because
Now, they've totally given up their sovereignty. They've got more UN inspectors than anybody. They let them do whatever they want. This is totally peaceful, cannot be used for weapons. Our government gives systems through Rumsfeld that can be for North Korea, but that's not a problem. We've got to get Iran, but they've done nothing wrong.
They have done nothing wrong in terms of their nuclear reactor, which is a power station, and it is open to inspection. Anybody can come look at it. This is a far cry, of course, from Israel's reactor complex at Dimona. But the real issue behind all of this is that Iran was planning to start its own oil brokerage institution, which was going to trade in euros rather than dollars. This is what Iraq was also getting ready to do shortly before the invasion there. And this, of course, is a major problem for the U.S. economy because the demand for dollars to buy oil is partly what's propping up the value of the dollar overseas.
Oh, it's already softening.
Oh, it's very much softening. And if the oil powers go to the euro, it will definitely put a downward pressure on the dollar.
which is already down by over 40% in the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. So, do you think we're going to see an attack?
I think there's no question that Bush is going to try and get us into a war in Iran somehow. It's the only question is, how is he going
to
do it?
So we're just waiting for Iranian terrorists to go into a school and kill 100 children.
Yes, that or blow up a bridge or...
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We're going back to Michael Rivero here in just a moment. WhatReallyHappened.com, and of course your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm an independent broadcaster. I'm basically served by the GCN Radio Network. I do a great job running the broadcast and answering the phones, running the satellites. And I don't necessarily agree with all the things that you even hear from other hosts on this network. And if you don't hear me endorsing a product or saying I believe in something, it doesn't mean I endorse it. I just want to, every week or so, put that on the record. But that's freedom. We're all here to have our own views and our own ideas. My new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, full title, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is my crowning achievement, my best work. It is 3 hours long, a little over 3 hours on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. The full film's on VHS. The DVD has like 25 minutes of extra stuff on it. And it's my best work, and you really need to have it. It covers the police state, 9/11, the Bush-Nazi connection with Schwarzenegger and the rest of them and what they're really into, just from their own admissions. The Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, very important film. Operators are standing by for you to order it. And there's some big discounts when you get multiple copies. Some of my videos are as low as $5.95 when you order another video. 1-888-253-3139 to get Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. Or call toll-free, again, 888-253-3139. Or write to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can watch all 12 of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films you've been authorized to post, my special weekly TV reports that are pretty good, hundreds of my best audio interviews, new ones every day. PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. A cup of coffee costs you a dollar. It's 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. And if you get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months for free. PrisonPlanet.tv or order hard copies of any of the films at InfoWars.com. And take American Dictators. I mean, I got half that video up for free on the website. You can download it. I got half of Martial Law up for free. I want to get the word out. But if you want the whole thing, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free to get a copy. And please make copies. I want to commend those that have. Going back to Michael Rivero, let's get in a little bit more to what's really happened in Iraq and what DU's really done. And then I want to get briefly into 9/11 and some of the latest developments there and then take calls.
Well, obviously in Iraq, the biggest threat facing our kids, besides the fact that the Iraqi people don't want the United States in their country, has been the depleted uranium munitions. Now, in their original form, as supplied to the troops, they're relatively harmless because depleted uranium is primarily an alpha emitter. But when they are employed in combat, these munitions will vaporize, and this produces a cloud of uranium oxide, which can be inhaled. And once it's inhaled and in your lungs, of course, now it's inside your body, and this alpha radiation over a long period of time can cause tremendous health deterioration.
And even new scientists and others have done the CAT scans of the lungs. It's a fog. Just the heavy metal nature alone.
Yes.
Is highly destructive to cells.
Yeah, the uranium itself is a very toxic metal, even if it were for somehow not radioactive. So we're seeing the troops from, like, the first Desert Storm War are having a very high incidence of birth defects in the children that they're now having.
But in 44 billion years, everything will be okay.
The half-life of depleted uranium is extraordinarily long. The planet Earth and the people of planet Earth are going to be dealing with all of this radioactivity that was dropped all over Iraq and Afghanistan for as long as we're going to be here.
And Serbia and 10 proving grounds in the U.S.
Exactly. And they're continuing to use these munitions. And what it effectively is they're taking radioactive waste from U.S. reactor development and they're using it as a weapon in order to drop it all over somebody else's real estate. And let them deal with the health
permanently
consequences.
Salting the earth. Now, in the first Gulf War, they used, 1,000 tons? They used 3,000-plus tons this time. That's conservative. And we got triple the birth defects now. That's the official numbers in our people and the Iraqi people. Now, the numbers 2 years after the liberation are coming in. They're even worse than that. It may be a tripling on the tripling, whatever that comes to mathematically. And they're having the same thing in Serbia 6 years after. They're having the same thing 3 years after. In Afghanistan, but this time we didn't just bomb the desert. Our government bombed all these bases where our troops then moved in.
Absolutely, and our kids are sitting there, they're breathing this stuff, and I know there's a tremendous push in the media about do they have enough body armor. That's really not the issue. Every single one of our kids are coming home from the Mideast with lungs full of this mildly radioactive material, and they're contaminating their own families, they're contaminating their own homes, and it's very low level. You know, we're not seeing things glow in the dark, but over the course of several years.
But New York Daily News tested the blood of 14 servicemen last year and found upwards of 2 rims of radiation.
Absolutely. And over the course of several years, the health effects from this are going to be debilitating. And we're already seeing the Veterans Administration try and distance itself from these medical conditions. The whole Gulf War syndrome issue may in fact have been symptoms from chronic low-level radiation exposure. And the government does not want to have to pay the medical costs from all of this because we're talking about cancer and leukemia, which are the most expensive illnesses that you can come down with.
Well, the particleized element is also so heavy that it actually pierces the cell wall. We've had Dr. Rocky on many times wrote the book on DU. And so it just goes right through the cell wall by itself and destroys the DNA.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And that's the reason we're seeing such an epidemic of cancers and birth defects.
And by the way, we're also registering higher levels of it here now. It's blowing right over.
Absolutely. Long-term monitoring of the background radiation. I mean, we're still picking up radiation from the above-ground tests in the 1950s, and now we're starting to see a very gradual increase as the radioactivity from the depleted uranium weapons circles the globe, carried by the winds.
And so 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when you're on your knees vomiting your guts out, you can't eat, and you're on all these cancer therapies, troops, remember, we tried to save you before this even happened.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we don't have to wait 10 years. It's already happening.
Yeah, it is happening right now, but it's only going to get worse in the future because the DU that is already there is there permanently. We're not going to get it back.
But by then, it'll just be a footnote. It'll be a footnote in the newspaper. Oh, yeah, it was a problem. We won't do it anymore.
Yeah, well, yes, they will do it because we went through this once before with some of the weapons that were used in World War II. Oh, we'll never use them again, and we're using them again. So
I tell you, but I mean, the globalists, this stuff blows on them. I mean, I know there's like one member of Congress with a son in Iraq, but still, I mean, why do they could have used other munitions.
Well, that's a real big question. I think it was used simply because the material was there, it was plentiful, it was very cheap. It was either use it in bullets or throw it away, and that's really what it came down to.
Well, it's like sodium chloride. They had all that extra stuff, so they said, we'll just put it in the water.
Absolutely, and as a metal to be used in munitions and penetrators, depleted uranium does have advantages over lead, and that was so it was very attractive to people designing armor-piercing munitions.
But it goes to the mindset of the controllers.
Absolutely. Let's win the war now, and we'll let the next administration worry about the after effects.
But, I mean, this is the crew who wants many nukes now. I mean,
they're already starting to develop them, and there is already a question if some of the so-called bunker buster bombs that have been employed in Iraq were already micro-nukes in their own right. There have been reports of, especially in Fallujah, of whole blocks being bulldozed and the soil and wreckage of the homes being driven out to the desert and buried in secret locations, which is what we saw at Waco and Oklahoma City and also portions of the World Trade Towers.
Oh, boy, not good. What are they going to, I mean, we already talked about the draft, but I've got a report here about everything breaking down. And, well, here's an article in the Independent Today, The Deserters, AWOL Crisis Hits the U.S. Forces as the Death Toll of Troops Mounts in Iraq and Afghanistan. America's military recruiting figures have plummeted to an all-time low. Thousands of U.S. servicemen and women are now refusing to serve their country, Andrew Bochum reports, and it talks about how masses of troops, thousands, are going AWOL.
Well, again, I think if you look at the fact that the Iraq War is illegal, totally, then somebody needs to explain the legal precedent under which those troops should be staying over there anyway. The example I used in my website earlier today is if you're contracted to move the contents of warehouse A to warehouse B, and then you find out that the person who contracted you doesn't actually own the contents of warehouse A, would any court enforce you to continue serving that contract when the foundation or the premise that it's based on turns out to be illegal?
Well, if the troops read their handbooks on how they're supposed to conduct themselves, all of it's being violated. 5,133 troops are now AWOL. Of 1,297, this is the government's own numbers, it's much worse, are Marines. 2,376 are Army, 1,410 the Navy, and 50 Air Force.
That those numbers are very striking, and frankly, I got to say, you know, good for them, because they recognize there is a contract between the American government and the military that the military are to be used and sent into harm's way only in certain conditions.
Well, it's the old thing with the Nazis, just following orders doesn't do it.
No, and we've never built our country on the follow orders without question. The military has always been told they do have a moral right to refuse what they consider to be illegal or immoral.
Well, it's like
orders.
Operation Phoenix and the My Lai massacre.
Absolutely.
I mean, you say no, you know, blow that 5-year-old's head off. No. And you're going to be in the right, but not today. They go, no, you've got to do what we say.
Well, they're trying to enforce that, but obviously by these AOL numbers, they're failing to do so. We may see a repeat of the Private Slovak kind of situation to try and, you know, get the troops back in line. And I would say probably following the next stage terror event and the restoration of the draft, we will probably see that kind of stern measure.
Lots of public show trials, persecution.
They'll just grab somebody as an example, put them up against a wall and shoot them to let the troops know that, yes, you'd better go in and kill who we say to
well,
kill.
Well, I've seen mainstream articles that there's already special gangs of troops that go around beating up and killing people that don't go along.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all to see that kind of thing. We saw that in Vietnam as well.
But it's not going to... How did the Pentagon... I mean, I think they did this by design. They won a quagmire there. When they told the troops if somebody gets caught stealing a stick of wood, run over their family car with a tank and then laugh at them in front of thousands of onlookers, I mean, that doesn't win hearts and minds.
No, it doesn't. I don't know that the Pentagon really wanted Iraq to become a quagmire. I think the Pentagon and a lot of other knowledgeable observers were warning all along that Iraq would be a quagmire.
So you think in their ivory towers they're totally delusional?
I absolutely think, well, we've already seen that Bush is not told bad news, negative news.
He says, I don't read the newspaper.
And he's shielded by his immediate staff in the White House from bad news. So I would almost be willing to bet a whole 5 cents here that he doesn't know about
the. Did you know Germany really lost the war because for 3 years when stuff would go bad, they wouldn't tell the Fuhrer?
Absolutely. And at the end, he was ordering armies into combat that did not exist and nobody dared tell him. And I think we are seeing a little bit of that now at the Bush White House.
I think the Bushes know that. I think the controllers of the puppet Bush know that. I think that's why they're going to have a terror attack, escalate into Iran. Because they've either got a, it's like a Ponzi scheme, expand or it implodes. If not, it's going to be like Vietnam with people jumping on helicopters off rooftops.
Absolutely. I think it's going to end up that way anyway, because in my honest opinion, unless Bush is willing to use weapons of mass destruction in Iran, he can't win that war. Because Iran has a very modern, well-equipped army. They're certainly far more capable than Iraq was. They've now strengthened their mutual defense ties with Azerbaijan, which means there's a lot more territory to have to cover. So I don't think Iran is a winnable war, certainly not when the troops going in know that it's all based on yet another set of hoaxes and lies.
But they hit Chicago with a nuke, Michael. We got to do it for America. Bush will cry about his lip.
They did it.
They killed our people.
Well, I just keep looking for somebody to make a really big mistake that is so horrendous that even the mainstream media can't look the other way.
But the mainstream media is owned by the same military-industrial complex that wants this. Let's talk to Heidi in Texas. We're in for interesting times, boys and girls. Heidi in Texas, go ahead.
Alex, it's not Heidi, but it's Richard.
Okay,
and,
Richard.
And Heidi and I were concerned about the same topic, and she tried to call you last week.
Okay, then you're on the phone for Heidi.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's about open borders. And I see it as a problem of the that is explainable as the Hegelian dialectic, Alex.
Yeah, they create the crisis, then we all got to have national ID cards, and they just legalize the illegal.
Here's how I identify it. The problem is open borders. That's the first problem. The reaction is the formation of groups like the Minutemen. And then the government is going to take that as a reason to close the borders, put up fences with
no, no. Bush
towers
is proposing.
And stuff
Bush
like
is
that.
Proposing total amnesty.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. That's the first problem.
Okay, but sir, I got
not the reaction.
Just what's your point?
My point is, Alex, is that by pushing the reaction to this problem that the government is coming up with, and that isn't the only problem that the government is coming up with. They're also, you know, as you know, requiring hospitals to treat these guys. But anyway, that's still the problem. The reaction is the things like the Minutemen, and they are using people like you to push it. The government is going to give us a solution,
okay.
And are we going to like the solution? And as that woman asked, what happens if they turn that solution back on us?
As that woman asked, I'm really confused.
She said, what will happen?
Well, number one, why didn't you just, we don't screen the calls, why didn't you just use your real name?
It was Heidi who called, first of all, but she had to leave.
Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
You bring up some other woman. I don't...
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for the call, sir. I'm going to say something on this right now. You know, if we have a problem with 30 million illegals and they want to bring another 30 million in, driving down our wages, being used as a political block, and we need to control the borders and control these illegals, it isn't then my fault that the government uses a false solution. Okay? And I said they do that, and I was against this national ID card. So then it's not my fault, you know, that I'm exposing this. I don't know if Michael Rivero has any comments on this.
Well, I think my only comment to add to that is all these individuals who are coming over the border right now may think they're getting a great opportunity, but they're going to be the first ones picked up in that draft when they're granted their amnesty.
25% of the troops in Iraq were illegal aliens. They're given instant quasi-citizenship when they get in there.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the new Hessian. This is the new Hessian army.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so for anybody who's listening across the border, it is not the sweet deal you're being told it is, because you're going to come up here to the United States and you're going to find yourself over in the deserts of the Mideast.
Let's. Who's up next here? Daryl in France. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you, Alex. You know, I had a couple of points I wanted to make. You know, this stuff is happening worldwide, Michael. I read your site every day. There's no question that you're the best news site on the net for the news flow, along with Alex's site. But you know, I wanted to touch on something that you haven't treated. Penn and Teller actually did a hit piece on Eric Hufschmidt, and it was unbelievable. You had to see this hit piece to believe it. They talking about throwing people down flights of stairs if you see them with his book, and it was amazing.
I guarantee you that's a paid deal. Stay there. We'll get a comment from our guest on the other side. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
These people want to enslave you. It's human history repeating itself again. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Now, I've heard a lot about this Penn and Teller piece, and I've checked it out online and just saw the basic synopsis of what it covers. But, yeah, I heard they called for violence against people saying the government's involved in 9/11. When they start doing that, you know they're desperate to Michael Rivera.
Well, my comment about Penn and Teller, I did, in fact, comment on the story when it first came out. And Penn and Teller, you have to remember, their claim to fame, how they became well-known and popular, is they were doing shows that exposed magicians' secrets. And they made a lot of money doing it, and they became very popular. But, of course, they were inflicting a lot of damage on professional magicians, which, at the time, I was one. That's how I paid for my college education. I did nightclubs and cruise ships and all sorts of
and
stuff.
And having that mindset helped you see the globalist sorcery.
Yeah, in a way, it has taught me how to look for misdirection. But back to Penn and Teller, of course, their act was very harmful to other entertainers who were working in professional magic. And but this is how they built up their reputation and their career, was giving all the secrets away. Then after that wore off and they got tired of it, they've sort of coasted along for a while. And this looks like not only, as you say, a paid-for hatchet job, but it's another attempt to put their name back into the headlines.
Well, they should get in trouble for calling for violence. Wait till somebody does get pushed downstairs.
Well, unfortunately, the people who call for violence against the people the government does not like seldom get prosecuted for it. The laws of the anti-terror legislation are definitely being very selectively enforced.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, issuing fake terror alerts is a terrorist action, because it really is, but old Bush can issue fake alerts. Let's talk to Willie in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, Dick, how you doing? A long time talking to you.
Good to hear from you, Willie. What's on your mind?
Well, I got your new tape, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I've been doing a lot of recording it for others.
What'd you think of it?
It's great. The best you put out. The best. But what I wanted to say about this so-called draft, these people don't have to. It's no law for you. It's no law to draft anyone. So we don't have to go if it's. Nobody has to go to be drafted. Not even during World War II. If they didn't want to go, they could have stayed at home. It's a scare tactic. So these people should understand the laws of the land. We go according to the Constitution.
Yeah, there is indentured servitude, and the draft is indentured servitude. It's slavery. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, the draft actually does violate the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. And that's why during the actual draft process, they use the word volunteer. If you step forward, you volunteer for the service. And, you know, if you actually step forward at that point, then legally you have offered your services rather than being...
And they say it's a privilege to drive, so you got to sign this contract saying we can draft you when you get an ID, but it's all done through fraud.
It is all done through fraud. The bottom line is that a military draft is a direct violation of the 13th Amendment. And if
well,
we're going
if a war is so righteous, they should be able to get the people. Willie, anything else?
That's it.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Lynn, where are you calling from, Lynn?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Go ahead.
I got a quick question for you and Michael. If the United States does launch against Iran, doesn't Iran have a mutual defense treaty with Russia, which would mean, in effect, that the United States would be attacking Russia?
Yeah, but I think Putin Poot's going to sit that one out. What do you think, Michael?
I'm less than sure, because I think Putin realizes that, you know, appeasement does not work. We learned that one in World War II with Neville Chamberlain. And what's really at stake is control of the Mideast oil. Russia does have a lot of oil, but they still need access to the Central Asian.
And it's true they're selling a lot of weapons right now to Iran.
They really are. And I think at some point Russia is going to say, look, we've got to stop them, or the U.S. is going to grab all of it, and then our economy will be trashed. And so I think ultimately, yes, we are looking at a war with Russia.
Hey, Michael, I got another guest coming up in 5 minutes, but will you do 5 more minutes to finish these calls?
Certainly.
All right, stay there, Lynn in Oklahoma, and we'll talk to Bob in Florida, maybe one other. Then we got Jim Tucker coming on, American Free Press. He went to the Bilderberg Group this year. We'll play that CNN clip where they admit, oh, yeah, they went world government. It's good. All coming up the third hour. Stay with us.